A Southeast legislative leader wants Alaskans to know who's backing ballot measures while they're still on the street. Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson is pushing for financial disclosure earlier in the initiative process. The House Majority Leader's bill would also include a cooling-off period for hot-button issues. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Kyle Johansson says Alaska's financial disclosure rules don't tell citizens enough about who's paying for ballot initiatives.
After it's certified by the lieutenant governor to be on the ballot, you know, then it becomes kind of a public relations campaign, and we get to find out who's contributing to ads and things like that. But prior to it getting on the ballot, we have really no idea who's bankrolling getting it in front of the voters.
The Ketchikan Republican and House Majority Leader has introduced what he calls the Open and Transparent Initiative Act. The legislation would require financial information to be released earlier. Juneau Senator Kim Elton says that's a good idea. He says the citizen-based grassroots initiative has almost become a myth.
It really has become a way to create law if you have an awful lot of money or if you have an awful lot of supporters, many of whom don't even reside in the state and many of whom will never have to live under the constraints of the law that is being created by initiative.
The bill is similar to one introduced last year that died when the session ended. Johansson added some new provisions to this year's version. One is a 2-year prohibition on initiatives substantially similar to those that made it to the ballot but failed to pass.
The idea was, you know, to give kind of almost a cool down period where people can really digest outside of the pressure of all the TV ads and all the mailers and all the newspaper ads, you know, to reflect and really think about it rather than go right into another time period where you just kind of feed off of what happened with that election.
That's a controversial provision, in part because initiatives are meant to be an alternative to the legislative process. Elton says the prohibition would change that balance.
I'm not sure that we should apply to citizens of Alaska restraints that don't apply to legislators. There is no prohibition from a legislator resubmitting a bill that failed to pass, you know, the year before.
The measure adds other mandates that could make it harder to put initiatives on the ballot. It would require sponsors to hold public hearings in 3/4 of the state's House districts, and it would limit signature gatherers to one petition at a time and eliminate payment of a per-signature commission. The bill would also require a legislative committee to review all initiatives, but the panel would not have the power to keep measures off the ballot. Johansson says it would provide a forum to discuss agency concerns.
They would basically have to sit down with the departments that are affected by this and get the perspective of the professional managers or scientists that we employ to talk about how is this going to affect the day-to-day operations of the departments. What's it actually going to cost? What does it do? Does it go along with what their charge is constitutionally or statutorily or not?
The bill has 2 co-sponsors so far, Republican Representatives Peggy Wilson of Wrangell and Charisse Millett of Anchorage. It's been assigned to the State Affairs and Judiciary Committees. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.